Radiophrenia. The light at the end of the dial.
Welcome to Radiophrenia Redux, a programme presenting selections from the Radiophrenia archives. These works were originally aired during our second season of broadcasts in 2016. In a short while, we have The Emptiness of Sound by Diacoustics. But first, we present The Life of an iPod by office worker and lo-fi field recording enthusiast Ryan Frame. Here's Ryan to introduce the work.
The following 30-minute programme is a selection of audio recordings I have captured on my iPod Touch from June 2012 to June 2016. Over the 4 years, I have amassed 1,215 recordings, the equivalent to 5 days. These cover conversations overheard in pubs, buses, trains, drunken rants, late-night songs, and the sound of pub hand dryers. As from July 2016, I moved on to a new phone and a new voice recorder. So this is also a document of the life of an iPod. Hello? Hello? Where's the microphone? Hello? There's not really many sparkles there.
No.
It's going to be.
Because even that.
Hello?
It's yeah. Woo!
Wow! I'll fall in, watch.
Where the
lights are. Oh, no,
yeah. Hello?
Must be down there. Look how much that bad is. That is the craziest.
Absolutely it's a waste of time, isn't it?
Don't know.
Because I thought I can't do the spoof films for this
session. Ah, thank you, Ta.
No.
I'm more like an audio recording.
Audio recording, right.
But without there like arising any sort of suspicion.
Ah, you managed that one.
The whole get up and stand next
whole get up. The whole get up and walking backwards.
Oh well, it's magic mushroom season. These are mushrooms.
Aye,
cool.
You guys have been taking mushrooms. That's all something.
Aye, oh, I got a really good good pick this morning.
Did you?
No, I didn't manage.
You might get some of the medals, actually. See, the medals,
will we
like,
walk,
with the pitching patch.
Will wander up?
Aye.
We'll never get any of the medals because they'll be away already. There's no chance in the world that somebody else hasn't thought of that and hasn't been there.
Well, where else you is that?
There's not many sheep in the meadows as well, that's the problem. I need, like, somewhere...
It's maintained, sheep. Isn't it? It needs to be maintained or grazed grass.
So there must be some... Where's the nearest public golf course?
Where's the nearest golf course?
It's a public golf course, like a council golf course.
Where's the nearest donkey emporium?
Donkey emporium?
Oh, potentially a small petting zoo.
Nationals and three Australians have been arrested during raids in Sydney. Each faces a potential life sentence if convicted on drugs charges. Well, the Australian police have been speaking at a news conference, and they had this to say about the massive haul.
Countless lives would have been affected had this seizure made its way to Australian streets. Whether it be the users, the healthcare workers that deal with drug issues each and every day, or the families that have been torn apart through illicit drug use, this seizure is significant in any terms.
Let's take a look now at some other stories. Two car bombs in Baghdad are reported to have killed at least 20
Okay, let's go straight across to our senior editor, Veera Raghav, to tell us exactly what led to the deepening power crisis. Take a look. Let's just take you through what really happens, why there is such a collapse. On this map, you will see that in the northern...
I could not know the radio, just went off and I couldn't hear anything with the bus. I'm a ranger, so I'm a wave toil and all that.
You're a ranger support?
I don't know what to talk about.
I think the Rangers winning today.
No, they're still playing, they're now they were doing about 0-2-1 at half time. I didn't know what's happening there either.
It's just a disgrace to the fans,
you know what I mean? The ordinary fans, I've been going there over 50 years. And I brought the disaster game, I got games and grand games and I take them in the games and all that. And they're hitting the fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's terrible. With David Murray, he's going to bump with all the money, yeah.
Lower than a hangover Charles Bukowski. Or William Burroughs when he can't get any smack. Lower than anyone. Anyone I've ever met. Observation one. It's nice to know that someone cares.
Oh, yeah.
I'm swishing with my brain, you're swishing with my brain, and we're all swishing round our brains. I see you swishing round my brain, and I'm swishing round your brain, and you're swishing round my brain. I see you swishing.
Sound at this motherfucker.
Then I'm going to stop that recording. I should like this. Get that catchy tune back on again.
No, you had an amazing sound from that earlier on.
Go for it, go. Get that catchy tune.
Get sound, did it?
Get that catchy tune. That's it. That's a catchy tune. Right, is it?
Do they have the bottom pickups on this thing? I've got different pickups on there.
So I think we should maybe take the...
It's probably this. This is probably... The pickup thing often does that, man. It's like... It sometimes jams in... That's why, because that's on the bottom pocket out. It cuts out sometimes, because the switch is like... It needs fucking WD-40 or something.
Sounds a bit better, doesn't it? Okay, here we go. Right, oh, it's not quite right, is it?
No, it's not really. Is it to do with the waves or something? In fact, it's that, it's that.
Well, what have we actually got happening here?
I'm trying.
Have you got the guitar going into there? Coming out and then going into there, right? Is that the...
That's a major delay happening there, like... Which is the delay one?
That's about a 10-second delay, that's the time.
Yeah, it's bad.
Right, okay.
I'm getting some playing at Piccadilly, aren't I? Yes.
I think
that's in about half an hour, isn't it?
Once a week.
20 past 7. What time does Piccadilly land in, mate? About 20 past 7, roughly. I'm just on my own, isn't it? I'll say this somewhere now then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, you ring me about 20 past, 25 past, isn't it? Alright?
What is that?
got out of prison?
Yeah.
Big oil spill up last year, the year before, and you got blamed for it.
Yeah.
Big oil. And there's a hurricane.
Ah, it's just
both. Hurricanes you can't defeat, but oil spills. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Millions and millions of pounds missing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's funny, I don't know.
I don't recall.
That was actually her reason, she wasn't joking.
Oh, yeah, that was her only reason.
I was up, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And then 2 week on, and then I never got brought back on.
You never got brought, why not? Quite hard work on the oil rigs.
Hard work.
There was one more reason.
It's hard work.
12-hour days.
Have you got any sandwich on here?
Yeah, it's
got chicken and stuff in there. I have chicken and stuff in there. And I quote, when you have a few beers, you get a
lot of the desperado snack. It's good on a Sunday morning, isn't it?
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that was the end of
quite refreshing.
What, because he's got more money?
I drink that all the time, mate.
It's
not that. It's vodka. I'll drink that, and then I'll rather go on the vodka or the wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't drink Buckfast then, yeah?
No, I don't drink Buckfast.
Stop serving
it. Buckfast?
I'm not being funny, but I used to drink Buckfast.
I don't know what I was like, 13-year-old.
What did cheer me up was...
Can you buy it in Carlisle? Yeah,
George Bush.
Can you buy it in Carlisle?
Accidentally voted for Obama.
Really? A little?
There's actually an article about it.
A little? Well, it's not that much percentage,
like, in the New York Times.
That's about 50.
That doesn't actually surprise me.
Oh, he's really such an idiot.
One of the new high-tech voting machines, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And going through all the ballot papers.
No, it's like really strong wine.
You click on each electorate and read their policies or whatever.
I
clicked on Obama and then put it through.
I think I'm on about all his details. Like a champagne bottle that you pop up and
realise what he's done. Went to the official. I didn't want to vote for him. Like, sorry, mate.
I know that stuff.
You've already cast your
vote. That's easy to drink.
You drink 10 bottles of full 6 million
for Obama and automatically vote you for Romney.
Ah, but you press the button for Obama and it would start a
every time you use your card, which is great, so most people aren't going to know your PIN, so even if they steal your card, they're not going to be able to use it.
I much rather have a drum machine than a man with two big sticks.
Thank you.
Surely. Yeah. Cork is when the players are corked about to get involved. But as a general rule, cheap ones are buying away matches. Some of the nicer ones, some of the nicer ones.
They're the best sponsors of the British Lions.
That's
got to be good shit.
Clearly an indicator of the quality of the
Lions. What
was that?
That was.
You're going to the toilet?
Yeah.
They're like the alcohol version of sour, however, only not nice.
It's not a pinky effect, it's up to Snooki, suspicious anyway.
There it's a good story.
Basically
rhymes. Yeah. That
just sounds really interesting.
Well, just
oh, you can tell this is a cheap one.
4%?
That is not why.
What is this I've bought?
That's 10%.
It really is. Yeah.
I really hope that
like
I don't
no, wonder I wasn't drunk.
That's what I was saying.
That is Lambrini branching
yeah,
out.
And then I realised it.
That's horrendous. Yeah. As if I paid like £4 for that.
You paid actual money for that, you poor bastard.
It's just like a big bottle of lager.
You were ripped off, Matthew.
It didn't even taste nice. That's the irony of it all. Shitty low percentage, and it tastes like bottom. Not impressed.
Yeah, I know. Because it often nods off.
I just keep feeling the need
to check the tickets again.
And I've got one from the
Ashton here now, Empire.
Queuing up for 2.5 hours, crispy creme donuts. I can't believe that folk would hear that. So good about the taste of a crispy cream. I'm sure the stuff you get at Greggs is just as good you could.
Smoke in the green, no.
smell the ganja. Smoke. Smoke in the pollen. Smoke. Smoke in the pollen. Smoke. Smoke in the ganja, la 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 la. Smoke. Smoke in the green. Smoke. Smoke in the ganja.
Maybe. Hopefully. This could be the new cure for hiccups. You know there was someone had hiccups for 35 years. I don't know if she just died at the end, does she? She couldn't sleep because she kept thinking of waking herself up. She couldn't have a job because she couldn't concentrate on any time she was in meetings or anything. She was like hiccuping so much it put everyone off.
You've just been listening to The Life of an iPod by Ryan Frame. Next, we present The Emptiness of Sound by Diacoustics, a meditation on the nature of experiencing sound. The piece features excerpts from archive interviews and recordings of Alan Watts, Delia Derbyshire, Anthony Gormley, Dennis Smalley, A.L. Kennedy, Francis Daumont, Eliane Radigue, John N. Gray, and Daniel Cioccoloni. It references the forms, ideas and sounds of some of the seminal works in the radiophonic and acousmatic traditions. Inventions for Radio by Delia Derbyshire, Sous le regard d'un soleil noir by Francis Daumont, Neve by Dennis Smalley, as well as Francis Poulenc's chorale O Magnum Mysterium. Thank you.
He said, I know what it is, but when you ask me, I don't. Now, to overcome this impression, approach the world through your ears. If you shut your eyes and make contact with reality purely with your ears, you will realize that the sounds you are hearing are all coming out of silence. And it fades away, fades, 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 and finally disappears. It's a curious world, this, isn't it? Because you hear all the realities in it, the sounds, suddenly coming out of nothing. You don't see any reason for them to begin, they just appear, and then they echo away through the corridors of the mind, which we call memory. He said, I know what it is, but when you ask me, I don't.
If you shut your eyes and make contact with reality purely with your ears, and you will realize that the sounds you are hearing are all coming out of silence.
I tried to convey the distance of the horizon and the heat haze. And then there's a very high, slow, reedy sound. That indicates like the strand of camels seen at a distance wandering across the desert. And so one just hears the very high frequencies. It has to be something out of this world.
end up in the headspace. You're in this very dark chamber. You're almost in this position of being the consciousness of this collective acoustic environment.
Some people these days might call it sound art, but I started doing this as a composer before the word sound art even existed, before the term sound design existed. Sounds which are ambiguous, sounds which are mysterious, but above all, sounds which create space. Large spaces, small spaces, intimate spaces, environmental spaces, which are different from those that you encounter in normal everyday life.
Preserving in a light and dark place.
There was a train set out, and on the train was a dish of rose petals.
I think je compose parce que c'est ce que je sais faire et aussi parce que quand je ne compose pas, je ne vais pas bien. Je pars toujours d'une idée générale, un propos, et souvent je trouve un titre à ce propos qui me donne, qui me permet de conserver mon idée de départ. Soit j'écris de la musique, je compose de la musique abstraite, c'est-à-dire une musique qui n'a rien d'autre à dire que de la musique, c'est-à-dire des sons, des rythmes, des hauteurs, des timbres. Soit je compose une musique figurative, et à ce moment-là, il y a un thème de départ, il y a des idées autres que musicales.
Something quite mysterious about sound. When you listen to it without seeing the causes, which we don't often do, the sounds reveal a world that is floating, disembodied, always in a state of becoming. They come alive in a world outside ourselves, as if from an emptiness beyond us.
The sounds you are hearing are all coming out of silence. You don't see any reason for them to begin. They just appear and then they echo away through the corridors of the mind, which we call memory.
Whereas other animals flee the noise created by others, humans flee the noise which is within themselves. Philosophers will say that humans can never be silent because the mind is made of words. Turning within, you'll find only words and images that are parts of yourself. But if you turn outside yourself to the birds and animals and the quickly changing places where they live, you may hear something beyond words. Even humans can find silence if they can bring themselves to forget the silence they're looking for.
Philosophers will say that humans can never be silent because the mind is made of words.
The experience of sound can at times be a form of silence, not so much for the ears, but for the mind. If we close our eyes to focus purely on listening, the outside world, as we are used to knowing it, gradually fades from consciousness. We forget ourselves. The room is no longer there. We are no longer there. Even the sound is no longer there. For a moment, the mind is still. All that remains is an experiencing of sound. A listening, suspended in nothing.
You've been listening to The Emptiness of Sound by Diacoustics, a Radiophrenia commission supported by Creative Scotland. For more details on our activities, visit our website at www.radiophrenia.scot. Radiophrenia.